for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go. Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening to this podcast and that you're part of Religion Outside the Box, a new way, a different way of trying to do religion, doing religion well. At least that's the hope. So you've heard me in the past talk about the phrase believe in God and how the word believe has so many meanings and how God has at least four, probably five or an infinite number of different ways that people understand the word God. Well, I want today to look at love, what love means. And there's fantastic work called The Five Love Languages, and you can go Google and get a book, go to the website. There's some wonderful things about what love means. And it winds up that what love means to me is not the same thing as what love means to Jane. So the five love languages are this. There are five different ways that people want love. One is physical touch, right? Two, quality time. Three, receiving gifts. Four, words of affirmation. And five, acts of service. Now, because I had a hard time remembering these, I came up with an acronym that says Punctually Tired Quiet Tramp Remembered Grandmothers with Anteaters and Santa. It helped me remember. Physical touch, quality time, receiving gifts, words of affirmation, and acts of service. I like receiving gifts. That makes me happy. It gives me a sense of that I'm loved and that I'm cared for. Jane, on the other hand, I used to buy little gifts for her because that's what I wanted. But she would much rather acts of service and words of affirmation. I'd rather quality time. But we know what each other wants so we can give it to each other. I want you to think about you and your life. Of those five, which are the ones that you want? When you're seeking love and being seen, what is it that you want from other people? Which of those five? Moreover, the people who are important in your life, what do they want? Do you give it to them? And now let me bring this to religion and God. Let's think about it that way. God, howsoever you understand God, what does God want from you? I think God wants from me quality time and acts of service. But it's a quality time that God wants and I don't give. That's my downfall. And our relationship's always better when I give God what God wants, which is just time with me. With lots of love to you, I'm Rabbi Brian.